Chapter 14, Sleeping Arrangements. I want to sleep on the couch next to Thor. No, Bat, you need to sleep in your own bed, said Mom. Then I want Thor to sleep in bed with me. You can't sleep with the skunk, Bat. What if you rolled over in the night and crushed him? I would never do that, Bat said. He never would. Bat, honey, the skunk. Thor, interrupted Bat. His name is Thor. Mom rubbed her forehead. Fine, she said. Thor. Thor can't sleep in your bed. Thor's a wild animal. Wild animals don't sleep in beds. But in the wild, Thor wouldn't sleep alone, Bat argued. He wouldn't sleep in a pile with all his brothers and sisters all cuddled up. I'm glad people don't sleep like skunks, Janie said. Her hair was damp from the shower, and she was wearing her favorite pajamas, the ones with all the unicorns. Each unicorn was doing something different. One rocked out with a guitar, another was reading a book. Another wore a chef's hat and was flipping eggs in a pan. The only thing they had in common was that they were all unicorns. Janie, did you know that a herd of unicorns is called a blessing? Bat asked. Yes, Bat, of course I know that. Every time I wear these pajamas, you tell me that. I didn't know if you remembered, Bat said.
You're not the only one who remembers things, Bat, said Janie, and then she stomped off to her room.
Bat turned back to Mom. Please, he begged.
No, said Mom in her firm voice. But Bat knew Mom's firm voice. Sometimes, if he pushed hard enough, he could change it into her soft voice, the one that let him have his way.
I could be the one to feed him, and you could sleep all night, Bat said. I know how to do it.
Who do you think took care of you when you were a baby and had to eat every 2 hours, Bat?
Mom asked. I took care of you. And Janie, I can take care of one little skunk.
If you let me help, Bat said, bargaining now, I'll promise to scrape all the extra food off my plate from now on and put it in the dishwasher after dinner.
Mom smiled. I thought it was too gross to look at leftover food stuck to a plate.
It is too gross, Bat said, but I'll do it anyway, even if it made him gag, even if it made him throw up. Besides, Bat said, I helped Thor go to the bathroom after he finished eating. If I can do that, I can do the other gross things.
Mom had taught Bat that baby skunks don't know how to go to the bathroom on their own when they are little babies. And if they don't pee and poop, they can die. In nature, their mother would help them learn. But since Thor was an orphan, every time he drank his formula, someone had to hold him up and rub his bottom with a wet cotton swab until he pooped and peed. At school, Bat had been helping to clean up Baby Cakes' enclosure for a while now, and poop and pee were just part of having an animal. I'll tell you what, little Bat Mom said, and her voice was softer now. Thor has to sleep in his enclosure, and I'm going to take care of him during the night, but you can be in charge of his daytime feedings when we are home, and tomorrow after school, instead of staying home with Janie, how about you come by the clinic? I'm going to weigh and measure Thor to make sure he's getting enough to eat, and you can help.
Okay, said Bat, for now, but when Thor gets bigger, big enough that I couldn't squish him in bed, let's revisit this conversation.
That was something Mom said when she wanted Bat to know that they weren't done talking about something. And Bat wanted Mom to know that he wasn't giving up on sleeping with Thor.
Mom laughed. You dry up a hard bargain, she said, and don't think I'm going to forget about those dishes.